He understood by revelation what took place between his father, his mother, and the serpent. And he knew that sin was involved. Blood was involved in this iniquity. What did he do? He offered a lamb. Hallelujah. This types Jesus, the Lamb of God. Amen. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And why he offered that to God, the Bible says God have respect to his offering. God was pleased. But see the other one, the hybrid, called Cain, who had no revelation because he was of the serpent. He was of the serpent, and the malistic nature was in Cain. He had no revelation. He went and bought fruit and brought everything and offered it to God. And God looked at it, and God did not have respect on it. God was not pleased. And he became very angry. Became very angry. See what he did. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Somebody shout, sin lieth at the door. I can't hear you. If you are not sleeping, shout out loud and clear. Sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Sin lieth at the door. What's the meaning of that? Who want to tell us? A lot of you have read that time and time again, but yet you've never for once got the meaning of that. Sin lieth at the door. Who can tell us? Oh, nobody. Shout amen. God offered another offering, an animal, to Cain. Hallelujah. That animal was the sin God was talking about. Hallelujah. Sin lieth at the door. Take this now and offer your own. Unto you shall be his desire, this animal. He will not fight you. He will not struggle with you. Take it and slay it. And let me accept your sacrifice. Shout amen. Sin lieth at the door. And instead of Cain to do that, Cain was so stubborn because in him was the animal nature. Amen. Some people can never repent on earth. Some people will never repent because there is nothing in them that fears God. Let God appear to them. Never. Hallelujah. Why is that when a pastor preaches like this, the anointing of God flows. You see some people crying. Some will be seeking the face of God. Why some? Nothing concern them. Nothing. Their heart is so hardened and strong. Amen. Two groups of people in the church of Jesus Christ. We have the wheat and we have the tares. And the tares are meant for the burning. Shout amen. Sin lieth at the door. But Mr. Cain refused to accept that sacrifice. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel's brother and slew him. Who taught him how to kill? The animal's nature in him. The father of Cain is the serpent. Hallelujah. And the serpent is an animal. And some of you may ask, is it possible for a woman to be conceived of two men? Is it possible? Cain and Abel were born the same day, but yet Bible did not call them twins. Why? Because they were of different father. A genuine twins will come from one father and one mother. Can this happen? Yes. There was this case of an American woman, you know, who is married to, I think, a black man or so. A black man who is married to a white woman. I don't know. I've forgotten the case. White and white. Thank you. White and white. A white man married a white woman. And the woman conceived. And when she gave birth to twins. One was black and one was white. And the man began to ask, how come? I am white. You are white. Where comes this black child? Hallelujah. And she confessed. And said, as soon as she was done sleeping with her husband, she went and met with her black boyfriend. It has been proven that this is true. The medical practitioners in the house can bear witness to that. That a woman can conceive from two different men. Shout amen. That was what happened in the Garden of Eden. Between Adam, the serpent, and Eve. Hallelujah. So, Cain was born. And Cain began to have his lineage. He began to have his descendants. Hallelujah. Abel was killed, you know. But later on, Eve met with Adam again, and a child was born called Seth. Seth means substitute. Say, for God has offered me a son instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Seth means substitute. So Seth began to have his own generation. You know, Seth is a clean guy, pure. When Adam and Eve meet, they are supposed to produce clean and pure children. But Eve went and met serpent. That was why Cain came out. And Cain is not pure. Cain is unclean. So Cain began to have his own generation, his own lineage. Two groups of people came. Let's see their characteristics. Shout hallelujah. Go to Genesis chapter 4 from verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city, and he called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. You know, this life of pride started with the lineage of Cain. The Enoch here is not that Enoch that was taken in the rapture. We have two Enoch. One from the lineage of Seth, the one from the lineage of Cain. This Enoch wasn't the one that was taken in the rapture. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Are you tired? If you're not tired, shout hallelujah. Amen. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. Polygamy started from the descendants, the lineage of Cain. When in the beginning, God made Adam and Eve, as if for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and be cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Again, people say, no. They started polygamy. Shout hallelujah. And the name of one was Ada, and the name of the other Zila, and Ada Bejuba. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Juba. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zila, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Nama. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zila, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my heart. Mother. Mother continued in the lineage of Cain. Shout amen. Go to verse 25. Let us see the lineage of Seth. And Adam knew his wife again. Somebody shout again. He knew his wife first, once before. And Abel came out. The Bible says, he knew his wife again the second time. The word again means the second time. Hallelujah. He knew his wife again. What happened? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Where are we? What verse are we? Verse 25. Verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. Somebody shout Seth. Shout it loud and clear. Seth. What's the meaning of Seth? Seth means substitute. Somebody shout substitute. I can't hear you. Shout substitute. That is the meaning of Seth. For God, said she, had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enosh. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord.
revival started. Hallelujah. I don't care the kind of interpretation some men of God give to it, but it was when Seth was born that men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Men remembered God. Shout hallelujah. In the days of Seth, that's what the Bible says, there were some who were calling the name of the Lord in an adulterous way, in a wicked way, but some were worshiping God truly from their hearts. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. A revival started. Chapter 5 and verse 1. Let us see the genealogy. You know, I told you that Cain is not a son of Adam. And I promised you that I'm going to show you 3 scriptures to prove it. Are you ready to see? Are you sure you are ready? Now, when you are tracing genealogy, you begin with the first son. Is that not? Women are not counted in genealogy. The first son, when he dies, if he has a son, the other son, you know, comes in. That son, if he has another son, comes in like that. That's how genealogy is. So in the normal sense, if Cain was a son of Adam, it would be Adam. Abi? After Adam, you have Cain. Is that not so? After Cain, you have the children of Cain like that. Enoch. On and on like that. But the Bible removed Cain off in 3 different scriptures. Cain was not mentioned. Hallelujah. The Bible cannot contradict itself. Cain is the son of the serpent and not the son of Adam, the son of God. Shout amen. Let us prove it and see. Shout hallelujah. We want to read the genealogy of Adam. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own image, after his own image, in his own likeness, after his own image, and called his name Seth. Shout hallelujah. Why didn't he call Cain? Not his son. It should have been Abel. Abel was dead. Abel was killed by that wicked one called Cain. Abel had no descendants. So God just went straight from Adam to Seth. Now let's see the clean lineage of the children of God. Those that came through Adam, not through the serpent. If you are learning, shout fire. Verse 3. Verse 4. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth was 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he had begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Kenan. And Kenan lived after he had begat Kenan. And Enos lived after he had begat Kenan 850 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years. On and on and on and on and on and on. Verse 19. And Jared lived after he had begot Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. Somebody shout, Enoch walked with God. I can't hear you. Shout it loud and clear. And Enoch walked with God. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. What verse are we? 22. And Enoch walked with God after he had begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and he was not. For God took him. He walked with God. See the lineage of Seth. Pure people, clean people. They live simple life. Not like that of Cain. Radical musicians. You know? Radical people who have no love and respect for God. The lineage of the serpent. Now, I have just shown you one verse, one chapter, one proof. Now, see the second proof. Are you ready to see it? Alright, go to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. I'm rounding up. 1 Chronicles. Chapter 1. So in case you didn't believe the first sign, you must believe the second sign. The voice of the first sign. Remember the message. Anyway, let me not quote out of context. Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 1. Genealogy of Adam. I want you to read it loud and clear. Are you there? I'm waiting for you. Are you there? After the count of 2, 1, 2, go! Ask the person next to you, where is Cain? Where is Cain? Adam, Seth, and Enosh. Cain was not the son of Adam. The last one now, go to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. The genealogy of Jesus Christ from verse 23. You know, we can't begin to read like that, but it's tracing the whole thing from Jesus to Adam. Okay, but we cannot read like that. Let's just go to verse 37. Which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Mahalil, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Where is Cain? So, are you now convinced without measure that Cain is from the serpent? Cain was not Adam's son. He was not related to God. Hallelujah. He was an animal. He was a hybrid. The product of a human being and an animal. But how did sin come into the blood? That is the subject. Cain has descendants. Adam had descendants. Something happened in Genesis chapter 5. That made iniquity to enter the bloodstream of mankind. That God looked at man and God hissed. And God said, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That made God wipe the dead world with a flood. And that is why Jesus escaped ordinary human conception. That was why he was virgin born. Escaped the blood of man. So that through his own precious blood, he will redeem us back to God. I want to round up with this. Genesis chapter 5. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Genesis chapter 5. Quickly turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 5. Okay. Genesis chapter 6 rather. Chapter 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto men, the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Those from the lineage of Seth. From Adam. Hallelujah. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. The sons of Seth, sons of God, looked at the daughters of Cain. Beautiful women. It is the same thing today. Hallelujah. And began to choose wife from amongst them. And when a seed of God meet a serpent seed, the products will be polluted. That was how the whole of humanity became polluted. Hallelujah. You know, see verse 4.
There were giants in the earth in those days.
And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Due to genetic disturbances, animal nature mixing with the nature of God, with the nature of, you know, the sons of God, giants began to be produced. Because it's not usual, it's not normal. Genetic disturbances producing giants. And God became angry. The whole of humanity became polluted. And God said, my spirit will no longer strive with man. And God wiped the whole earth off with a flood. And left Noah and his people. But the thing was already in their blood. The sons of Noah already had the nature, that animal nature in their blood too. So when they began to reproduce, hallelujah, it was through them the whole earth became populated. You and I came out with the sin nature still in us. You see why Jesus boycotted ordinary human conception. You see why God said, I don't need a man to sleep with Eve to produce me any son. The Holy Ghost will come upon her and bring forth something clean. Because blood has to be shed for the remission of sins. So we've qualified, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And God said, I have an idea. The devil thought he has won, but God knew better. Hallelujah. And that was how Jesus came. He died. He shed his blood. Hallelujah. So that through his blood, that serpentine nature in you and me can be destroyed. By the time you are redeemed by his blood and you receive the Holy Ghost, that nature becomes destroyed. Hallelujah. And you come to become a part of his family. Can we shout amen to that? Can we shout amen to that? I'm going to stop here for today. I hope you have been able to understand the origin of sin and why you have to be born again. Shout hallelujah. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Can you rise on your feet and begin to talk to God for the revelation of his word? Begin to pray, begin to thank God. For those of you who are new, hallelujah. This is an intimate church, as I have said before. These things are hidden from the wise and from the prudent. Those in the denomination cannot understand it. There is an anointing that is operational now. It is called the eagle anointing. What an eagle will see, other birds cannot see. Lift up your voice. You are still seated, sisters. Don't you appreciate God? Don't you appreciate God? Don't you appreciate God for this wonderful revelation? Why not begin to thank him? Why not begin to worship him? Say, God, I thank you for opening my eyes to see what is hidden from the world, from the denomination. Lift up your voice and begin to worship God. Begin to talk to God.
Oh, Spirit divine, all my nature refine until the beauty of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. If you have been blessed, can you clap your hands for the Lord? Clap your hands for Jesus if you have been blessed. God bless.